Welcome to Burnside at Home. Thank you for joining with us online and also via our telephone line as we worship God together this week. Over the last 4 weeks, we've been exploring lament together, and today we have a very special service as we move on from lament. Today is the 14th of February. It's St. Valentine's Day, traditionally a day of love. So today we're going to be thinking about love throughout our service, and especially God's love for us, the love that he has shown and the sacrifice that he has made for us. And so we're going to have a very special guest speaker today. And many of you will remember Gary and Mary Reed, who are serving in Kenya. And Gary has put together a video just detailing some of the work that they're involved in Kenya, and reminding us how that work is driven by God's love and the sacrifice that God has made. It's been a couple of years since Gary and Mary have been with us in the congregation, but we do still pray for them. And Terry has been keeping us up to date in his prayer updates throughout this past year about how Gary and Mary and the family are getting on. So we look forward to that today in our service, and we pray that God will bless us as we think very much upon his love for us and how much he cares for us. This week also sees the beginning of Lent, that period of 40 days in the lead up to Easter. And with that in mind, we're going to be embarking on a journey over those 40 days of Lent on the Sundays, and then also on our Bible study each day and beside the burn on the blog. So do listen into that, and do follow our services as well. We're going to journey through the wilderness. We're going to go into the wilderness for these 40 days. And I don't know what that conjures up in your mind, what you think of whenever you're going into the wilderness. Whenever we think about God's people going into the wilderness in the Bible, it's sometimes a difficult experience. But what's the purpose of going into the wilderness? Well, every time that God leads his people into the wilderness, or indeed Jesus went into the wilderness for those 40 days and 40 nights, the purpose of it was to meet with God. When God led the children of Israel out of slavery in Egypt, their plan was to go into the wilderness and worship God. So that's what I want us to do over these next 40 days, is to go into the wilderness and meet with God. Maybe you already feel as though you've been in the wilderness over this past year with the pandemic and everything that has been associated with lockdown. We have been in a type of wilderness. So it has been an opportunity for us to worship God and to meet with him. So we're going to embark on that journey over this incoming week on Beside the Burn, and then next Sunday in our service as well. So let's do that together, and let's worship God. But back to today, and let's begin by turning to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time of worship today. We thank you, Lord, for this time of year when we think about love. And Lord, today especially, we want to focus upon your love, your sacrificial love for us, and how you gave up everything to demonstrate your love for us by coming that while we were still sinners, you died for us. And Lord, we praise you for that. And we thank you that it is because of your death and resurrection that today we are able to worship. And therefore, Lord, we ask that we would truly glorify your name in this time that we spend together. Lord, in the quietness of our own hearts, help us to remember what you have done for us. And Lord, as we think about your sacrifice for us, we worship you and we glorify you. Lord God, we pray now that you would speak to us through Gary today. And we thank you for the work that he has been doing And we thank you, Lord, for all the ways that you have used him and Mary and the children, not only in their time in Kenya, but also whenever they have been back home on deputation work. And we thank you, Lord, for the message that he will bring to us today. So, Lord, help us this day to focus upon you and to glorify your name. Forgive us, we pray, Lord, for our sins. We name them before you, Lord, in the quietness of our hearts, and we praise you for the outpouring of your grace and mercy in Jesus' name. Amen. So let's worship God now, and Eileen's going to lead us in our praise. God is love, his mercy brightens.
Gives me great joy to be able to share with you today. In the year 1933, at a Sunday school along our road, a child received a beautiful picture. There upon the picture are inscribed these words, "While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Some 87 years later, this picture has returned to our road after making many moves in its lifetime and, though looking rather tattered and worn from its journeys, yet its message speaks as clearly today as when it was first placed upon the wall. Here is a message of love and sacrifice for a lost world. A message of love and sacrifice for every nation under the sun. A message of love and sacrifice for every generation. A message of love and sacrifice for every man, woman, and child. A message of love and sacrifice for every broken, hurting, lost heart out there today. A message of love and sacrifice for every person who is mourning, borne down by a spirit of heaviness. A message of love and sacrifice for every captive and for all who are bound. A message of love and sacrifice for the whosoever that believes that Jesus is the Christ. A message of love and sacrifice for you. This message has been around a lot longer than 87 years. From its first scripting, it has undoubtedly been copied repeatedly, and we know that it has been written in tracts and pamphlets, written upon walls and posters. But has it been written in your heart? Have you experienced the love? Have you understood the sacrifice? Has the message soaked into the very fabric of your heart? For centuries, God's children have gone out to the streets, to the countryside, and to far-flung corners of the earth, proclaiming this message of love and sacrifice, seeking those who would listen, praying that God's Holy Spirit would soften their hearts and in his grace would grant them to see and hear that the light of the gospel would illuminate the lost soul shrouded in utter darkness, and that through faith in Christ they would be free. As you know, dear friends, 20 years ago, in obedience to our Lord, we answered his sovereign call to go and to serve him. To leave the known and venture into the unknown was for us a step of faith, a step that would try our faith and test our spiritual endurance. We would face numerous tribulations. There were many tears and occasionally times of great fear. But this message of love and sacrifice was our commission, but also our joy, and we were in class learning just a little of what it means to really love and to sacrifice. Regardless of the tribulations we faced as a family, God granted us a spirit of perseverance, and with each passing day, our God graciously worked on our character, preparing us for the next leg of the journey upon which we had embarked, in hope and trust that our Lord would be glorified. I must say that we have not been disappointed whilst placing our hope in God, hoping that this message of love and sacrifice would be received by the Maasai people to whom we had come to love and serve in the name of Jesus. The love we had for the Maasai was a love not unlike the love many people experience when they meet these beautiful people. A love that also appreciates their traditionally aesthetic jewellery and clothing, which is colourful and vibrant alongside their community way of life. But soon God opened our eyes to see that this love was not His love. God's love is above and beyond the superficial love expressed through human emotion. Above, simply because it is essentially heavenly in nature and beyond all the veneer that masks the real person, reaching into the very fabric of the soul and loving the person as they are, created in the image of God, though sinful. And yet, as they are, God's love chooses to redeem them by the blood of the Lamb, and they are reconciled to Him through faith in Jesus Christ. So with our eyes opened, we prayed that God would give us His love for these precious souls in Maasai land, and this He so graciously did. 14 years ago, through God's leading and abounding grace, and through the kindness and love of His children, Acacia Grove Mission became a reality. Nestled in the bush at the foot of the Olkinye Hills, bordering the Maasai Mara, the mission became a hub of activity, reaching into the lives of the surrounding community in the name of Jesus. The work of the mission, as you know, has never been stagnant, and as our Lord has led and guided, He has enabled the meeting of the needs of our church family and the assisting of the community around it with a firm and strong proclamation of the gospel. In Christ's name, we are reaching, educating, assisting, and loving in an active role. In love and sacrifice, the gospel has been preached, taught, and lived amongst these beautiful people. Lives have been transformed and the spiritually blind have received sight, and land has been conquered for Christ in this spiritual heartland of the Maasai. And how we rejoice in God's amazing grace and bless Him for the love, care, prayer and support of His children. How we bless Him for you. But there have been costs involved in this journey of love and sacrifice. As you know, after teaching our four children until they had completed their primary education, each began a new chapter of their life in boarding school, which has been a deep cost to us all. This was a decision we made as a family to enable the work amongst the Maasai to continue in obedience to our Lord's calling. Sickness came visiting our family on different occasions, and this was all the more painful when our children were separated from us, away at boarding school, without their mother to comfort them during their time of illness. Often as a family, and even repeatedly at the start of this year, we have battled the unforgiving elements of the African landscape, from thick dust surrounding whilst the scorching sun drained, to deep mud holding whilst punishing rain beat mercilessly, even pushing our Land Rover to extremes. But God, everything changes with these words, but God always mercifully and graciously enabled us to carry on. When occasions we felt we couldn't carry on, when the vehicle was too embedded and after very many long, draining hours of prevailing, we knew our strength depleted. It was then in our utter weakness and exhaustion that we knew our God as our rock. This was brought starkly home when earlier this year we were completely exhausted, having been on the go for almost a full 24 hours, and our Land Rover's wheels and chassis were now completely embedded in the vile smelling muck. whilst our winch had finally broken after the repeated strains of that long, exceptionally eventful night. There in the moonlight, a rock glistened. But, well, the story is too long to tell now, but that rock was our help, and we were able to get out of our miry mud. In our complete exhaustion, such a visual, physical, real message was certainly not lost. God was our support, our strength, our rock. He helps us, and with his support, he lifts us up and out of our situations, even when no way seems possible. But then, he is the God of the impossible. And on top of all this, he always makes a way home. Even when we had to walk in the dark of night with the ever-present reality of encountering wild animals, he always enabled us to reach the mission to safely reach home. He will always help you, dear child of God, even in the midst of extreme trials and hardships. For you, you know, you are so precious to him, and he will bring you safely home. This intriguing place in Maasai land is where the Holy Spirit is transforming attitudes and challenging culture through the Word of God. There may be many in the world today who do not care for God, but the fact remains that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. This gospel message of love and sacrifice is at the core of our ministry. Today, the mission continues to serve the community and our church family in the name of Jesus. The worship leaders that have been trained through the mission are a vital component of the church family, assisting with the church services and outreach when and wherever possible. Thank you sincerely for praying for our worship leaders. Over the years of ministry, our Lord has enabled, through the love and prayerful support of his children, four churches to be planted in Oulkinye, and has provided for a large worship centre in Oulkinye village. We are grateful to our Lord for the enthusiasm and the spiritual stamina of these young church families, rooted in Jesus, carried by the Holy Spirit, and kept by God himself. God, through the years, has placed repeatedly on our hearts the importance of teaching, and this we and our visitors have continued to do through the Worship Leaders course, Family Bible Synopsis, Family Sunday School, and during the Sunday services. So thank you for praying for this vital part of the mission. Acacia Grove Mission continues to reach into the community in many ways. And it is our Beloved who brings many unexpected works along, where he is glorified as we seek to share his love and sacrifice with those he brings into our lives. As you know, the Maasai children have always held a special place in our hearts. Over the years, through the Maasai Seeds of Hope program, the mission has been able to assist vulnerable children in the local schools, while seeking to show Christ's love to their families also. This year, boxes of clothing, Christian literature, bedding, etc. were prepared and given to the children and their families to be a blessing to them. It is our heartfelt prayer that they will know that God deeply loves and cares for them and desires to help them in these difficult days and wants to be their Saviour. Also, we continue to help practically in different ways in some of the local government schools, as our Lord leads and guides, and always for his glory. As such, maintaining crucial infrastructure is important, particularly in harsh environments such as I have described, and some of you have witnessed such conditions for yourselves. For this reason, we used the excavator to help maintain the roads, as we were doing through the start of this year, and we also create shallow dams for vulnerable families. This ministry has proved to be most beneficial in building relationships in the community. Everything we do as a church family is carried out in the name of Jesus, in the divine will of God and for his glory. Together, we pray that his kingdom will come and his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you for praying together with us and being part of God's kingdom building in Maasai land. This is indeed God's vineyard, and we are the labourers, tending to all that he has put under our watch, and seeking to be obedient to his leading. As such, when we departed from Kenya, we did not know the duration of our time back in Ulster, but our Lord graciously gave us these two verses, amongst others. Firstly, return on to your country, and to your kindred, and I will deal well with you. This day has been much longer than initially thought, but it has been a joy to our souls to be with three of our four children. I can say with all my heart that God has proved himself again and again, especially through his tender love. And this has also been shown through his children, who have been such a blessing to us as a family, in ways they may never truly know. Sometimes God may ask you to make a difference in someone's life. When you answer that call, you share in the love and sacrifice of the gospel message. You see, real life has real people with real needs, physically, mentally, and spiritually. As God leads you in the name of Jesus, you can make a difference in someone's life to the glory of God. Is God leading you? Then secondly, God gave us this beautiful promise. I, the Lord, do keep it. I will water it every moment, lest any hurt it. I will keep it night and day. Knowing that our Lord watches over his children brings true comfort to the soul. Our ministry is amongst the beautiful Maasai, and for a season, the master of the vineyard has withdrawn his labourers. But he continues to keep it, to water it and protect it. What a joy to labour for the Lord and to trust in his promises and be obedient to him, even when we don't understand. If he died for us while we were still sinners and having no regard, care or love for him, how much more can we trust him when, by his grace, he has reconciled us to himself and we are justified before God, because Jesus is our beloved Saviour. He is our righteousness. Our Father continues to teach us and all his children with great patience and long-suffering, and he desires that we also be patient and long-suffering with others. It has been wonderful to see growth in God's children as they realise that believing in the finished work of Christ is not just about putting away sin, but giving themselves back to God too. Are you putting away sin, but also giving yourself back to God? It can be exceptionally difficult to do both in deep sincerity, and often prevailing prayer is needed. But moment by moment, God is with us and teaches us that everything can come under his control when we consecrate ourselves thoroughly to him with our whole heart and devotion in complete obedience, giving our Lord all that we are, all that we have. It is then, by the power of his Holy Spirit, that we can truly desire God's will in our lives and in this world, desiring in him to live a life of love and sacrifice for his glory as we pray, your kingdom come, and rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Are you ready to consecrate your life thoroughly to God and live a life of love and sacrifice because of his profound love and sacrifice for you?
We knew in our hearts that our Lord was going to keep his children and that these were his words for this time. I, the Lord, do keep it. I will water it every moment, lest any hurt it. I will keep it night and day.
Now, Terry McMullen is going to bring us an update on our global mission workers and lead us in prayer. And then after Terry leads us in prayer, Eileen is going to play another couple of pieces to help us focus our thoughts on God's love today. The King of Love, my Shepherd is, and my Jesus, I love thee.
Good morning, everyone. This morning I want to speak about global mission workers who are working in European countries. COVID-19, which has caused a lockdown and various restrictions in the UK and Ireland, has brought disruption to the lives of our global mission workers and their families over the past year. 13 mission workers and their families, a total of 40 people, are living and serving in 10 countries in the world in very different cultural situations. Some of them, sadly, are working from home today. But today I am concentrating on those working in European countries. We tend to forget that European countries are very secularized and the majority of their people know little or nothing of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. For example, Spain is a nominally Roman Catholic country with very few Protestants. Derek and Jane French have been working in Spain in evangelism since 2002, and they are currently based in Bilbao, and they have two children, Gabriela and Luca. Derek has been working with the student Christian movement known as the Group Biblique Universitaire, the GBU, training Christian students in leadership and encouraging them to share the gospel with their fellow students. He is also a member of the Bilbao International Church leadership team and is also involved in the local Spanish-speaking church. Gabriela and Luca are being homeschooled and the family movements are restricted due to COVID-19 in Spain. Derek recently had an operation to insert a cochlear implant in his right ear and is currently waiting to have the external part attached, and after that, the recovery and rehabilitation process. Please pray for the French family at this difficult time. The Presbyterian Church in Ireland has been in partnership with the Christian Evangelical Church in Portugal for 10 years. James and Heather Cochran, after being global mission workers in the northeast part of Brazil for 16 years, have been working in the city of Porto, planting a church. They have two children, Alana, currently in her second year in Queen's University in Belfast, and Lucy, who is due to write her A-level exams this year in Portugal. In the past 3 years, they have established a fellowship of about 50 people, including children, and they have been meeting for worship mostly by Zoom in the past year. They have been able to hold Bible studies and prayer meetings by Zoom over the same period. Most of the people who live in that area of Porto are without any knowledge of the Christian faith or of the Lord Jesus Christ who came to bring them salvation. Due to suspicion of people knocking on doors, it has been difficult for them to befriend people in the area and to gain their respect and confidence and share the gospel. Please pray for the church family, the people in their local community, and for the leadership team of their church. And thirdly, turning to the country of Romania. The Reformed Church in Romania, which is Hungarian speaking, was delivered out of the grip of the communist dictator Ceausescu in 1990. And the Presbyterian Church in Ireland entered into a partnership with it in 1992. In 1994, Ilona Walsh from Sloane Street Congregation in Lisburn was sent to teach English in the Reformed High School in Zalau. In 1988, Ilona married Csaba Virish, who is a Hungarian, and they became involved in youth work and among street kids in Zalau. They have two children. Yasmin is in her second year in Stanmillis University College, and Carissa is in high school in Cluj. For the last few years, Csaba has been working with the Social Witness and Service section of the Reformed Church, and during this pandemic has been working with older people and also with young people and children in the church as well, and also in the community. Ilona continues to work with the Roma people in Mera village. The children in this village have not been at school for the last year, and the church is supporting them in their education by providing home school packs or equipment in their homes to access video link classes. The Roma people are formerly gypsies who have settled in Romania but are excluded from normal society because of their itinerant background. Csaba and Ilona have a good news club where the children learn about Jesus, and during the summer months they have youth camps where the gospel is presented through Bible studies and in one-to-one engagement. Please pray for this family. The Herald. I should mention that in the current issue of the Presbyterian Church, Presbyterian Herald, which has many of you have received, it has two very good articles illustrating how some global mission workers and some of our partner churches are coping with the pandemic. It would give you more information if you were to read it. And now let us pray. Eternal God, our loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of prayer and for the opportunity to bring before you our mission partners working in different parts of Europe at this time. We do pray, loving Father, for your blessing and encouragement for those who have to work from home remotely, but we pray especially today for your blessing and encouragement for Derek and Jane French as they continue to serve in Spain. Grant, gracious God, that Derek may experience healing in his ear, and we pray too for the family as they cope with the very strict lockdown conditions in that situation. We pray too for those to whom Derek ministers, that they will be encouraged in their Christian faith and others will be brought to a living faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. We do pray, Father, today as well for those serving you in Portugal. And we do pray, Father, for James and Heather Cochran working there in that area of the city of Porto. And pray for your continued blessing as they meet with the local congregation that they have planted. We pray, gracious God, that they may grow in their faith and in their turn be able to reach out to others in that community. We pray too, Father, for Chris and Rachel Humphreys, who have recently joined them recently. And we ask, loving Father, that you would continue to encourage them as they learn language and as they seek to really settle in that particular situation. We do commend both families to you at this time, and to work also in the student movement as well, that there will be many young people especially who will respond to the gospel of Jesus Christ. We pray, Father, too, for your continued blessing on Chubba and Alona Vierish. We pray, loving Father, for their family as well, and pray encouragement for them at this particular time. We pray, Father, too, for the work among the Mara people. And we do ask, loving Father, that you will continue to bless and encourage them as they continue to learn about Jesus Christ, and more importantly, how they can take their place in normal society. We do commend to you all of the families that have children studying in the UK. We do remember and pray for your blessing upon Alana Cochran and also Yasmin Vierish at this time. And so we leave all of these in your loving care and keeping. And this our prayer we ask in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.
The whole theme today is mission, and members of PW will remember a couple of years ago some representatives from Kids for School coming along to tell them about the work among school children in Tanzania. Now I'm delighted to introduce Joanne McFarlane, who's going to update us on that work.
Well, hello there. Greetings from Kids for School. I'm Joanne. Some of you may know me. I'm the Deputy Director for the Ministry. We're not able to get out to give you a wee update at church or in your organisation, but thankfully we have modern technology, so we're able to give you an update this way, which is fantastic. So I just wanted to give you an update of what's been happening within the ministry over the past year. Obviously, you know that we are a Christian ministry and we support some of the poorest children in Tanzania, in East Africa. We support them through education, because we believe that education is a powerful agent of change and it's a way out of poverty for many children. So this is why we started Kids for School. Children were running about, not in school, and why they weren't in school was because they couldn't afford to go to school. And this is why Kids for School was started in 2009. So at the moment we have over 1,800 children on our sponsorship programme. These are children who are now in education and are receiving a hot meal every day when they're at school, which is fantastic. We have a lot of supporters who look after these children. They pay for what these children need to go to school, which is simply a school uniform, a pair of shoes and a few pens and pencils. So we're so thankful to all of our supporters for everything that they do for the children. Over the past year, There's been many projects ongoing. We're still doing the child sponsorship. We will continue with that. We're also doing Food to the Families. This is a program that was set up a few years ago, and it was to enable the whole family of the sponsored child to get food during the day. So a food parcel will last them for about a month, and they cost £14. So we have a lot of supporters who pay this extra £14, and we collect the child from school, we take them to their home, and we present the family with the food parcel from their supporter back in Northern Ireland. We also, over the lockdown, did a small bags of food program, and this really was for our team in Tanzania. And as they were driving through the rural villages and seeing a need for food, they were distributing these small bags to where they felt they were needed, which we had a great response to this, and we were able to purchase over 800 small bags of food, and they have been delivered out to people that were in need. We are also continuing to build our water tanks. In 2020, we built 5 of these tanks. We now have 2 that are being built at the moment, and we're doubling up at the schools, which means they have 2 tanks rather than 1 tank, and this will collect more rainwater for the kids to drink. We're also had a request from one of our schools called Zapisa, and they have over 1,000 children at their school and only 1 set of toilets, which, as you can imagine, have filled up quite quickly. In Tanzania, they don't get emptied, so it's a matter of building another set, covering up the hole and building another set of toilets. So this is what we're in the process of getting arranged at the moment. We're getting quotes to get building work done, and we will hopefully be able to get that started very, very soon for the children. We're also building houses. This is a relatively new program, and it was identified really because so many of our families live in very, very basic mud huts. And as the rains come, the waters will wash away the walls of their huts. It will wash away the roof of their huts, and then they have to start rebuilding their house again after every set of rains come, which is not great. So we have been building houses, proper brick houses for families. We have 6 of these built to date, and these are just fantastic houses. They're 2-bedroom, and they have windows with mesh in them and shutters, so keeps all the bugs out but lets the fresh air in, and lovely, clean, great houses for our children. So we've 6 of those built, and we will be building more as we get the finances for that. We're continuing to work in our special needs schools. We have 3 special needs schools that we work in. We have 1 in Hombolo, we work in Bugiri School, and also Dodoma Deaf School. So the 3 schools that we work in. And these children are getting their needs met. Where we identify a need, we always step in to make their lives that little bit easier, because it's not easy for our special needs children. They're having to overcome so much more than a child in mainstream. So we need to give them a little bit of extra help, which we do. As it's identified, we will step in and help them. Many of you will be aware of one of our little girls, and she's at Hombolo Special School. Her name is Eva. And we have talked about her in our magazines and also in our newsletter that comes out during the year. This little girl, she's 16. She got a bad infection in one of her legs. The family didn't have the money to treat that infection, so the leg went gangrene and she had to get it amputated. Now, since then, we have brought her to Hombolo, and she's under our medical care now as well as educational care. So we are helping her, getting her medical needs met. At the moment, she is in a wheelchair. She can't walk, obviously, because she's had part of her one leg amputated. But she has been getting medical treatment and being looked after by the matron at Hombolo. And we are now in the process of thinking about a prosthetic leg for Eva. Now, we know that her good leg is not great. There's not much muscle there because she's been sitting in a wheelchair for so long. So if this does not work for a prosthetic leg, we will hopefully be able to get her a hand-powered wheelchair. And this will mean that rather than just pushing the wheels, there will be like a bicycle chain, and she'll be able to use her wheelchair with her hands. We've already got one for a gentleman over in Tanzania many years ago called Alex, who unfortunately lost both of his legs. So we know that these can be got, and we know that these are great for people to get about and get a bit of independence. So that's what we're hoping for Eva. But there's so much that has been going on over the past year, and we're so grateful to each and every supporter that we have. People are so generous, and even through these difficult times, people are still sending in donations for the Ministry of Kids for School, and we are able then to identify the needs and support these people and children over in Tanzania. God has truly blessed the ministry, and he's continuing to bless it. And we're so thankful for everyone that supports us. So I will leave you with that. If you want to give us a call or check out our website, we're also on Facebook, like our Facebook page, and you'll get more up-to-date information as well that way. You can always, now we're not inviting people into the office obviously for COVID reasons, but you can lift the phone, give us a call, and we'll be more than happy to have a wee chat with you and let you know what anything new that's happening over in Tanzania. But for now, thank you very much, and I hope you all stay very safe and well. Thank you.
Our Bible reading today is from 1 John chapter 3, where we read about God's love for us, and we're going to read all of the chapter together. So let's hear God's word. How great is the love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself, just as he is pure. Everyone who sins breaks the law. In fact, sin is lawlessness. But you know that he appeared so that he might take away our sins, and in him is no sin. No one who lives in him keeps on sinning. No one who continues to sin has either seen him or known him. Dear children, do not let anyone lead you astray. He who does what is right is righteous, just as he is righteous. He who does what is sinful is of the devil, because the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work. No one who is born of God will continue to sin. Because God's seed remains in him, he cannot go on sinning, because he has been born of God. This is how we know who the children of God are and who the children of the devil are. Anyone who does not do what is right is not a child of God, nor is anyone who does not love his brother. This is the message you heard from the beginning. We should love one another. Do not be like Cain, who belonged to the evil one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his own actions were evil and his brother's were righteous. Do not be surprised, my brothers, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love our brothers. Anyone who does not love remains in death. Anyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life in him. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. If anyone has material possessions and sees his brother in need but has no pity on him, how can the love of God be in him? Dear children, let us not love with words or tongue, but with actions and in truth. This then is how we know that we belong to the truth and how we set our hearts at rest in his presence whenever our hearts condemn us. For God is greater than our hearts and he knows everything. Dear friends, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God and receive from him anything we ask because we obey his commands and do what pleases him. And this is his command, to believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and to love one another as he commanded us. Those who obey his commands live in him and he in them. And this is how we know that he lives in us. We know it by the Spirit he gave us. Amen. And we pray that God will bless to us this reading of his word. Now Eileen is going to play in Heavenly Love Abiding, Love Divine, All Loves Excelling, and O Love That Will Not Let Me Go. And then Gary Reed is going to speak to us about the work that Mary and he are doing among the Maasai people in Kenya. Thank you so much, Gary, for sharing with us today and reminding us of God's love for the Maasai people and indeed God's love for each one of us. We're going to complete our service today by singing, and Eileen is going to lead us in, "Here is Love Vast as the Ocean." we pray this blessing at the end of our service. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, both now and forevermore. Amen.